with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are taped from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. If you just are tuning in, we just had a little discussion about the Ada chili and beer cook-off.
Boy, did we.
Yeah, that Barbecue Bob and I are in as we speak. We're elbow deep in a smoker getting our ingredients ready for our award-winning chili, hopefully for the third time. We've won this thing a couple times.
That's
so
right.
We're trying to go back for round three. But
well, the last time we were in it, it just our chili was okay. But let's just say we weren't happy with it, and we didn't even
nor
score.
Were the voters.
No. There was a screw-up there, and I'll have to take the blame
Whatever,
for it.
Happened.
But I would say this. If you're going to come out, make sure you stop us and tell us that you came out because you heard the show, because we'd love to meet you. We love meeting people that listen to the show, and that's why one of the big reasons we do it. It's not because this is making us millions of dollars.
Right, yeah. These are fragile egos. Help us out, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, good time for a selfie.
Right.
Teriyaki kebabs, Jop. When you're in Hawaii, if there's one thing you're going to have, it's going to be a chicken teriyaki kebab.
Okay.
And they're so easy to make, it's ridiculous. And you've made them before, I'm sure, but Jop is a big fan of buying the Lowry's marinades, and I would tell you, in this case, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
They also have a Hawaiian blend.
No, they do. Yeah. It's got a little pineapple flavor to it with some teriyaki in it. Yeah.
So just get the skinless, boneless chicken thighs and use those for your kebabs.
Why thighs, not breast?
Because they've got some fat on them, and they don't stick to your grill so much. You're already going to have a marinade on it that's got sugar in it. So you want some small pieces of meat that are not going to get black because you have to cook them so long. Now, another thing you can do is not marinate it, and you can just baste it on right as it finishes.
Right.
But it's really nice to throw some pineapple in with those. Mm-hmm. It just makes a wonderful flavor combination. And, of course, a lot of pineapple is grown in Hawaii.
Right.
The best pineapple.
I got to throw in a tip here. When you're making kebabs, especially with chicken, is do your best to cut the chicken all the same size.
Yes.
Because if you got big pieces and little pieces, you got different cooking time. The little ones are going to be
uncooked.
Right.
Yep.
And you don't want to do that. Cut them as close as you can to the same size. You'll get a much better result. And you know what? The marinating or basting, I'm 50-50 on it. The basting is active cooking. The marinating is set it down and close the lid and let them, maybe turn them once.
Right.
But the basting, you're going to, get a little bit longer brush because you usually have pretty hot grill when you're using kebabs.
So I would say this. If you want to marinate them a bit, you can make up a simple marinade and leave the sugar out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't have the scoring problem. And then use your other sweetened version to glaze it and finish it.
Yeah.
And then you'll have good flavor penetration.
Right. And when you're marinating it, don't do it on the skewer, obviously. Cut your chicken into little pieces as uniform as you can. Again, throw them in a Ziploc and put your marinade in there an hour.
At least.
Because
the thigh meat's pretty fatty, and it's not going to – chicken, I find breast meat absorbs, but the dark meat doesn't absorb so fast on a chicken, and
the
thigh's kind of a mix. It's a perfect piece.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. But as we speak, we've probably already been sampling a sirloin from our chili. So
yeah.
And probably already had a libation.
Yeah.
Maybe a bloody.
Right. Yeah. We don't do that. Cooks aren't allowed to do that in the kitchen, are they?
So, all right.
Might be why we're there.
When I learned to do this, again, we were very often having some kind of a party, and we were very often at the beach, and everybody brought all their stuff. And I was always one of the single guys because I had a lot of friends that were married, and which was always like, I was carrying everything, basically, is what that meant. But one of the things I always had to carry was my hibachi. And I think one of my buddies that was shipping out transferring station gave it to me when he went back to the mainland. And so it was already well seasoned, but the ones we used back then were all made in Taiwan.
Okay.
And a hibachi is like a rectangular little cast iron grill. And I mean about all of them came from Taiwan. I never saw anyone that didn't say Taiwan.
Well, it was almost a local buy for you when you're in Hawaii.
It was. But the Air Force guys all came back from Taiwan. I mean, we had a lot of duty over there. And so they brought that stuff back, and that's what made it popular around different parts of the country. Just like the Big Green Egg, those used to be a clay grill that they brought back from Taiwan.
Right.
And then the guy that started Big Green Egg got onto the ceramic and yada yada. Well, anyway, the hibachi is just this cool little cast iron grill, and it had these forks on the back, and you'd take the grate off and slide it into just like the grill in the state park.
Right.
That
yeah,
looks
yeah.
exactly like a hibachi.
Right, just a little bit bigger version.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe about the same.
Because the fire bed stays stationary, and you
yep.
move your grates up
yep.
the ladder, if you will, that's
yep.
on the back of the...
So it's an adjustable rack.
Right.
You have to have gloves. You need to have some mitts because it doesn't have the big old safety handles like the one in the park does.
Right, yeah.
It's just a little bitty piece of steel sticking out.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about... using that apparatus, and then, of course, being in a beautiful tropical place, it didn't matter what you threw on that. Very often we were throwing fish on it.
Sure.
My buddy's wife used to make us spam, and she would throw that on there, and she would have a glaze ready.
You make spam. Don't you just open the can
well,
and wipe off the gelatinous junk and
okay,
then cut it?
Okay. So she would take that stuff out, and she would throw it on the grill and grill it on both sides, and put it in a brew of, I'm saying it was like mustard, soy, and brown sugar, just from memory. Because I asked her once, DJ, how do you make this? I'm telling you, it was so good. You'd never know it was spam when you got done with it. It was just this beautiful sausage thing in this sweet gravy that you would be picking on.
So you said, what did you say, mustard,
I think
brown
it was
sugar?
Like mustard, brown sugar, and soy.
Oh, so you had the sweet, the salty, and even a little tangy with the mustard.
Yep.
That would be good.
Yep. Yeah. And by the time you grill, because basically spam is made out of pork picnic. So the picnic is the lower portion of a pork butt, right? That's the
shank.
The bicep
the shank.
Of
right.
the hog's front arm
right.
or leg.
Right.
It's bicep as a picnic. It's a mixture of darker and lighter meat, so it's not as desirable. If you buy it in the supermarket, it's always half the price of ham.
Right.
Right?
Ham's off the back end. The picnics are off the front.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
The ham is the
I do know that, but I'm not sure if the picnics are front or back. I just know it's below the big white muscle.
Right.
That's a good question for Tim Sobey.
Right.
But so spam is nothing but ground up picnic.
Right.
And when I was a kid, we were poor folks. Very often my mother would buy picnics because she had six kids to feed. And
sure.
My dad worked for the state of Michigan.
Right. Went a long way.
Before it was a good job.
Right.
That's why we got the government milk and cheese.
Right. But hibachi, you know, as we approach the holiday season here, one of these next week or two, we're going to be doing gifts for the griller. That's an annual show that we do, but hibachi would be a great gift. You can find them online anywhere. Some of your hardware stores.
Lodge.
Yep.
You can buy it online from our favorite cast iron company, Lodge.
Right.
Theirs is cool as heck.
Right.
And matter of fact, it's the only one I would buy.
Right. Yep. And it's a great gift. You used to have
would
one.
Would you use one if you had one?
I don't have one. So
you don't
that's
know.
Just what I need. That'd be grill number 8 in my repertoire, and I'm not sure. But
swore I'd never give you another grill, so forget
right,
it.
Right, right. Well, hey, you still got time to buy it for me, Bob. They'll ship it to you, I'm sure. Coming up next, whatever Lomi Lomi is, and we're going to talk a little deep fried fish. Stick with us. We'll be back.